Trump has cut my food stamps from $2,800 down to $350.
This whole food stamp situation is getting out of control, and I really do feel like people are just taking advantage of the system. And these are your taxpayer dollars. Like, the U.S. spends over $100 billion a year on food stamps. That's just crazy to me. Okay, American mother is on a shopping trip to spend her $2,000 she gets on EBT food stamps. She just bought her Starbucks with food stamps at Target, and now she just brought her daughters along who also get food stamps. The mom gets $2,000, daughter gets $700, the other daughter gets $1,200. This is just insane. Okay, this is like a lot of money. We're talking about like $4,000 a month on food stamps. How in the world do you even get this much in food stamps? Why are people even bringing the whole family into this whole food stamp situation? I thought food stamps originally were made so people didn't go hungry in America. But it's getting to the point where you can get Starbucks. I've seen videos of people buying electronics with it. And some people even selling their EBT debit cards for cash. This stuff is just getting out of control. Check out some of these videos.
Listen, can I just show the people you got your hair red? Somebody was copying off of you, cousin.
There's only one of me, cousin.
I tell them, she had her hair just like you. What? I was fucking upset.
Why?
That's right. Tell her, don't copy off
There's
of you.
There's only one.
Exactly.
I gotta go get our aluminum pins and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't
want
to do nothing to after last
That's
minute.
A minute.
And then I'm gonna hit my whole case of chicken.
Oh, okay.
We might don't get no stamps.
I was gonna bust you upside
Cousin
your head.
Man, we might don't get no stamps next month.
We saw, you were snoring, too. Why those pants so tight?
Why?
Them shits is jacked.
Y'all, I done called this food stamp service people. Looking for my balance. This thing takes $0. Y'all done cut our food stamps off. It is real. It is in effect. They done cut our food stamps off.
Government shut down. There's no food stamps. So I don't have any money for fast food. That means I had to make my own breakfast this morning.
I gotta hurry. Is that a shell?
Ah!
No time.
You gotta go. Got a stain already. Taste test. I have to run out the door, but it would have been much more convenient for me to go through the McDonald's drive-thru, give me a warm, nice McGriddle with the crispy hash brown on the side, and actually go to Starbucks. But I guess I have to start budgeting more because I don't have the money for it right now. I gotta cut expenses.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me, stolen from me, with no warning, no warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for six kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed six kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent, because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits, no cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're gonna be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have six kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make that? So fucking pissed.
Trump done cut no food stamps off. Trump done cut. I can't call none of my damn sisters to get a couple of damn yams. I can't call none of my people to say, girl, let me get a couple of yams. Why was you messing with them? And I understand, you know, they tell me you need to get a job. I'm a working person. But most of do you understand? I was so hurt when my people were like, man, you know, no food stamps this month, because he really cut them off. He really did away with food stamps. Like, what? Wow. So, they say 2 million is getting cut off this month for the scamps. I'm about to go find out if I'm in that number, in that ratio.
Okay, I need to find a grocery haul. 2 bags of pot roast, 2 cans of this, 2 cans of croissant roast, hamburger buns, 2 things of dirty rice, a bag of corn, a case of apple juice, strawberry waffle, buttermilk waffle, 2 boxes of this, hamburger helper, and 1 box of this one. A box of toast, strawberry toast fruit, 2 boxes of strawberry cake pies. They're mine. Yeah, I know. Talk your shit. A thing of all-purpose flour, a bag of self-rising flour. That flour they got everywhere. A thing of sour cream, a thing of fish fry, a bag of 3 onion blend meat, a thing of chicken noodles, 2, a gallon of sweet tea, WDP, 3 gallons of milk for the twins, coconut oil for the kids here, ham and cheese hot pie, pepper on the hot pie, chicken pot pie, oil, brownies, 2 butter crackers, Goose all berries, French toast sticks, 2 Napoleon ice cream, some white for the twins, a box of little egg rolls, a thing of cupcakes just for two. And they complete. Today we spent $1,592. Thank you, EBT.
EBT getting ready to be shut down completely as of November the 1st. I'm seeing all of these videos, as I'm sure you all have, of people complaining saying that they are going to start stealing and don't say anything to me if I'm walking out of the store with a thing of groceries because I can't feed my children. I haven't seen one video of anyone begging for a job. I haven't seen one video saying, you know what? They about to cut off my EBT. I got a gal. Anybody hiring? I haven't heard not one of those videos. Not one. You live in America, okay? And regardless of how you feel, you live in the land of opportunity, young lady. You live in the land of opportunity where not only if you can't get a job, even if you don't have an education, you can do gig work. You can go be a bartender. You can go outside and beg. You have opportunity after opportunity, even if you have a car. I just heard that people can do a DoorDash or something, that they'll loan you a car. You get to rent a car to do that. There are too many opportunities here for you not to sit back and try to figure out a way to make sure you and your children have food. Because you didn't make your children on your own. We're not even going to go there. And I'm not hating on nobody getting no EBT. But get people going through a tough time, but it's something for you to get a leg up in life. This is a handout so you can do better in life, not something that you should be living on. And I had a really good friend of mine at one point that was living on this stuff before. And I was like, hey, you know, why don't you try to pick up a skill set? You're not working. Why don't you try to do this? You're not working. Oh, no, they ain't going to never cut this off. They ain't going to never cut off my Social Security. And guess what's going on right now? They're trying to cut off their Social Security, trying to cut off the EBT. All of that is getting ready to change. If you have time and opportunity, and that's the thing, when you're on these different benefits, you have nothing but time on your hands. You're not just sitting there raising your children. It's not like you're homeschooling them because they're going to public school. They're becoming the public school and society's problem. While they're doing that and you're not working, you could have been trying to get some kind of trade. You could have been somewhere trying to learn how to day trade. You could have been, you know, getting a degree in something. I see too many women, especially single moms, out there that get these benefits and then they turn around, they become a nurse or they become a flight attendant. They do something with that time while they're getting those benefits. That's what they're for. That's what they're supposed to be used for. But again, y'all willing to go out there and go commit a crime? Not everybody's saying it, but a lot of people are saying it. All the ratchets are saying that they're willing to go and rob stores, take groceries out, but I ain't heard not one of them post one video begging for a job.
I know somebody here in California who had food stamps on their card and is still able to use them here in the month of November from October's food stamps. And I also know somebody who got November's food stamps, but they're not allowing her to use them. So I don't know what's going on from state to state, but in California, they are loading the food stamp cards. But for some reason, this particular person that I know who's got theirs today hasn't been able to use them anywhere. And again, the person I know who saved theirs from October are using them just fine. So I don't know what's going on in your state. If you guys know anybody who's got them, are they being able to be used or what? But we need to keep each other informed because this is crazy. Thinking about all the kids that parents depend on them from the first of the month and they sitting there without food. Like, and I know there's food banks and shit, but like, this is scary. You know, there's people out here that really, really, really depend on them food stamps. And I just keep thinking about the kids involved, man, and that's fucked up.
Okay, y'all, let's clear this up one time for my post about the food stamps. I'm going to give you 3 points. Number one, everyone that's already on food stamps have to reapply every 12 months. Sometimes it's every 6 months. So Trump telling every person that they have to reapply is just being redundant and creating a bigger workload for the DHS workers that already seem to be overwhelmed. So if someone just did a recertification for SNAP in November, and let's say January, Trump says, okay, now is the time that everyone has to reapply. What changed from November to January? Except more work for the caseworker. Nothing's going to change. You're going to be given the same information. It does not make sense for everyone that's already on to reapply. Do we really think that Trump knows what the application process currently is? Number two, y'all love to cry about your tax dollars, especially when it comes to feeding Americans. But we go radio silent when billions and billions and billions of tax dollars are sent to other countries with no problem. Each year, we send $8.6 billion to Israel. Israel has universal health care for all. They have free education for all, including higher education, old age pensions, disability pensions, income support for those unable to support themselves. We just approved $40 billion for Argentina. They have universal child grant programs, and they have maternity protections, and they're working towards universal health care for all, even though it's kind of shaky because their leader doesn't know what to do with money, and our leader decided to give them $40 billion to fix what he already messed up with their own money. And Ukraine, we've given Ukraine about $175 billion since the start of this war with Russia. That's military, humanitarian, and economic. The U.S. alone is writing checks bigger than the whole federal agency's budgets, but no one bats an eye. But somehow, feeding Americans is the problem. Feeding Americans is where we draw the line. Send money to Egypt, Pakistan, Jordan, Taiwan, Europe. And all of those countries take better care of their citizens than the United States. Just look at our veterans. And number three, everyone that's receiving food stamps is not lazy and are not sitting home waiting for $150 a month for food stamps. Do you know what $150 gets you in the market? Or are you letting Trump tell you that the prices in the market are going down? Because I spend cash in the market and I can tell you that the prices are not going down. If anything, the prices are going up. So that $150 that you all are so angry about someone getting, wow. Billions going somewhere else. Wow. A lot of people that are on SNAP work part-time, they work full-time, or they might work multiple jobs. Even the USDA says that the fraud rate for SNAP is less than 1%. People are struggling because wages are not going up, but corporations are still raising prices. Of course, I know a lot of people are going to say that it's undocumented immigrants or illegal aliens, y'all like to call them. But when you, at least in the state of Maryland, when you apply for SNAP benefits, you have to provide a Social Security card, you have to provide birth certificate, proof of residence. Is a whole plethora of things that you have to go through to get those little bit of food stamps. You either have to be employed, seeking employment, or in a training program. And if you have school-aged kids, they have to be enrolled in school. So Where y'all getting this idea that so many undocumented immigrants are receiving SNAP? Where's the proof? Where's the data? Because I found nothing that can justify where they're getting from that so many illegal aliens are receiving these benefits. For the person that has in the comment, she has the meme of the breakdown of ethnicity of who receives SNAP benefits. And for some reason, her chart has everyone receiving more SNAP benefits than white people. When the reality is, everyone knows, 37% of SNAP recipients are white, followed by blacks at 26%, followed by Hispanics at 4%, Native Americans at 1-2%. So your little meme from that illegitimate source, fact check before you post, boo. I just say all this to say, if you don't like poor people, just say you don't like poor people. But I'm just talking.
And this is before food stamps are cut off. All these people need food. So just imagine when they cut them off.
Did y'all hear this bull crap about the new SNAP benefits rules? Now, 43 million Americans who receive SNAP benefits are now going to have to refile for SNAP benefits in the near future. And when I say the near future, I mean the very, very near future, very fast, maybe before 2026. Now, mind you, this is the end of November of 2025 almost, which means we got 1 month left. This is nothing but another way for the President of the United States to still accomplish his goals, guys. This is nothing but another way for them to stop SNAP benefits, food stamps, housing, Section 8, the daycare expenses. This is just another slick way of them doing it. They said, well, we can't find a way to just stop the SNAP benefits completely. So let's find a way to filter it all out legally in a slick fashion, guys. The government is so crooked, man. When have you guys ever heard them pulling a stunt like this where all recipients has to reapply for it? Now, they do have what they call a every 3 month or every 6 month recertification. Basically, what happens is you have to go get recertified every 3 to 6 months to see if your financial status has changed, if you're making more money, if you're making less money. But in most cases, it's all about taking the benefits from you and giving you less and less and less every time you go get recertified, guys. This is a case that this is a situation that the government is pulling in a slick fucking way just to still cut people completely off. You know what they always say, man? It's never about the process. It's about the results. We still got 3 years left with this guy in office, and he's going to continue to drain and suck the American people dry, so the American people will be left with nothing, especially if you want one of these government-funded programs, man. The United States is becoming a big-ass joke, man. I'm not even going to say that the United States, but the United States government is becoming a big-ass joke. This is all the president's plans to make him and his friends rich while making sure you and your loved ones are broke. Let me know what you guys think of this new scheme that they're pulling now as far as making everybody who's getting those benefits reapply for them. You know they're going to deny about 99.9% of those people who reapply. That's all a game, man. It's always been a game since the beginning of time. But let me know what you guys think.
42.7 million Americans use EBT annually. So that's children, that's elderly people, that's cancer patients that can't afford to work and get treatment at the same time. These are your neighbors, your friends, your family, people that would never tell it. And at the months of, or in the months of November and December, those are the highest months that food shelves see people coming in asking for help. without SNAP benefits being cut off. So with SNAP benefits or EBT being cut off to people during their already highest in need months, imagine what that's going to do. Imagine what the world around us is going to look like when people don't have access to food. They don't have access to food. So let's do what we can, right? Aldi has 10 people Thanksgiving dinners for $40. Whatever we get for interaction on this video, any penny that is made from this video, I'm going to go buy some of those packs. If I make 40 bucks, I'll buy one. If I make 80, I'll buy two. So the more you interact, the more views that I have, the more people that finish the video, the more families we can help. I will be doing what I can on my end to help families, but children should not go without food. Our grandparents should not go without food. People that have paid taxes for many, many, many years and then got cancer and got sick and need help should not go without food. No one should go without food.
Everybody got to reapply. That's what Trump said when it comes to SNAP. Everybody got to reapply. How do you fix a broken system? You start the fuck over. Trump do a lot of things I consider questionable. Y'all see it. We all see it. But I kind of agree with this. Let's like, yeah, hey, you know what? Everybody get in line again. We're going to start this whole food stamp situation over. Because we got people getting them who shouldn't be getting them. We got people who need them who ain't getting them. We got people selling them. We got people buying them. And we don't know who the what is doing what. So stop. Think about it. Everybody got to reapply. Let's get some new guidelines in place. And let's sort this malarkey out. Because right now, there's a bunch of finger pointing going on. Everybody blaming everybody for what's going on. But the reality is, there's 42 million folks. And we don't know if it should be 50 million or we don't know if it should be 30. But we're going to make them all reapply. And this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, reapplying ain't going to bother you. But if you've been on some bullshit, you might fuck around and get you a case. This is going to be interesting, man. Y'all make sure you follow for more content like this.
Government shutdown is over. You know, things are trying to get back to normal. SNAP. People receiving SNAP should start getting, you know, some of their benefits back. However, now the government is saying that if you receive SNAP, if you're a SNAP benefit, you have to reapply for benefits. What are your thoughts on that? Like, because let's just keep it 100. We all know that some people do abuse the system. It is what it is. But there are some people who really benefit from SNAP. Okay, but now they're saying that people are going to have to reapply for SNAP. Comment and let me know what you think about it. Because it's something every day. It is just something every day. But I don't know. Because it might be a good thing. It might be a bad thing. But what do you think? Do you think that people who are currently on SNAP should have to reapply to get their benefits?
So last night, while a lot of us were sleeping, Donald Trump has got the Supreme Court to pause giving out full monthly benefits for the month of November. Come on, sip a little tea with Auntie. Let's talk about it. So I know last night I made the video that in November, everybody was getting full SNAP benefits. That's what it was, y'all. Donald Trump had already put in this pause, you know, to the Supreme Court, and they ruled in his favor for right now, y'all. This is only a temporary decision. They still got other courts. They got to put their input in it. It started with one court saying, yes, you have to pay it all out. Another court was like, hold on, pause. Let's see if everybody agrees that you have to pay it all out. Some people have already started to see they SNAP benefits, and others have not, y'all. Right now, it's up in the air once again because they have chose to pause pushing out full SNAP benefits for the month of November. I know, y'all. I know the back and forth, y'all. Back and forth, back and forth. It is crazy. Playing with all these people and feeding their children. I think it's just an ulterior motive to make people upset, to make people flash out, to make people go in these stores and do stuff that they know they don't got no business doing so he can declare martial law, so he can stay in office because he know he's so unfavored at this point that, you know, people ready to get him up out of there, y'all. If y'all see anything in my face, just excuse me. I just got up out the bed. I was trying to comb my hair and get myself together for work, y'all. But As of now, SNAP benefits for the month of November are paused until these courts can get on all in one accord and either agree with Donald Trump or not agree with Donald Trump, pay out full benefits or half of benefits. Right now, everything is up in the air. I will keep y'all posted on information as soon as I get it. Thank y'all for sipping a little more tea with IT. Bye, y'all.
And for the ones that's sitting here bashing the people that's mad about getting food stamps, I make too much, go to hell. You know why? Because y'all sitting here mad at people because they're upset they might not get their stamps. That's valid. That's valid. The way food and stuff is so high. First and foremost, how do y'all know y'all make too much if y'all didn't go try yourselves? Y'all went and tried to apply and they denied y'all, or they gave y'all nothing, breadcrumbs, and that's how y'all know y'all make too much. Stop fronting. Always quick to sit there and yap, jap y'all jaws when y'all know that for three things it's like $100. Ain't no shame in nobody game. I think if it was up to me, everybody should be eligible for food stamps the way life going, the way how high it is. Plus, it's my tax money. Every time you work and get taxes taken out, it goes to the government to help people on stamps. So I would want stamps too, work or not. I don't care how much money you make. This world is too high, okay? And it's almost like this is what the government want. They want everybody to be running around in a panic. Y'all have this scarcity mindset instead of everybody coming together and doing what they need to do together as a whole. They want y'all to be going against each other, saying what y'all going to do, loot this, this, and the third. That's what they want y'all to do. Come on, y'all. Come on. At the end of the day, put your faith in God and keep it pushing and try to see how y'all can work together to help people that's going to be in need. It's like they do all of this and then the day is supposed to happen. It's like, oh, we reached a resolution. Like, y'all can't tell me ain't something, like, yeah, anyway, that's another story for another day. Y'all be safe, huh?
I usually mind my business, but they sending out the notification today that you have 1 week to use your EBT card, SNAP benefits card, or whatever, SNAP cash. As of November 1st, the cards will be cut off, okay? They are also saying that if you have money on the cards and you do not spend it before November 1st, you will be asked out. Spend that shit. Okay? Go get y'all food. Go get y'all shit now. Whatever you got from this month. And if you keep it, stashed it to roll over, whatever you did, that's cool. But spend it before the 1st because they are cutting off the cards. The card itself will not work. So, with that being said, it's going to be a lot of people suffering behind these politicians playing with people's livelihood for power and control and for whatever agendas they feel like is doing it. But I just pray that, you know, our people make it through this hard time. Like, bro, this is going to be crazy. A lot of people depend on these food stamps a lot to survive. And it's like they're leveraging people's survival for them to play fucking games with each other. Like, bruh, this shit is ass. But I just wanted to let y'all know that spend those EBT cards now before the 1st, because the cards will be cut off, completely shut off.